The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
You know, first response from my wonderful family was, let's get her in for prayer immediately for healing. Let's get it in immediately. So yes. So in one sense, there was this deep, deep sadness of, is my little girl going to face? But then at the same time, I felt like God could do something. I was excited to get her in to be prayed for healing, and I wanted to see what God would do. So it was definitely a mix of emotions during that time. But we got her in, I believe, the same week as all of that happened, and had some intense prayer over her and her eyes. And that in itself was such an amazing experience, what was prayed over her. But it was pretty devastating when they told us that. I remember going through a few hours worth of just total, such deep grief in realizing that my little girl was not going to see the world that I was able to see.
Coming up next on Sought Out Radio, we share the trial of Emily and Matt Small, who live the life of enduring trials, one after another, in the everyday routine experience of trying to start a family. Do we have what it takes when the overwhelming battle of our emotions wash over us? We'll find out, because that's coming up next right here on Sought Out Radio. And we welcome you back to Sought Out Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, and I'm joined once again by Sought Out Ministry leaders Herb and Bethany Marks, and our special guests who join us for this part three of a three-part series on the testimonies of Matt and Emily Small. When we left you last week, we concluded with the devastating news that Matt and Emily received from doctors, saying that their second child that they were finally able to conceive following so many miscarriages was diagnosed as being legally blind and suffering from some major neurological disorders. As I'm sure we can all imagine, the news was devastating to Matt and Emily, and not without trouble of its own. But Matt and Emily did not give up. As much as they valued the help of their doctors, they did not accept the diagnosis as the final word in the life of their youngest daughter. Instead, Matt and Emily sought the help of prayer counselors who walked in great faith and surrounded them in the love of God. Would their blessing be a restoration of their daughter's health, or would they be blessed in some other, if you'll pardon the pun, unseen way? Well, this journey is amazing, and we know you'll be blessed to hear the conclusion of the Smalls' testimony as we rejoin our conversation on Sought Out Radio with Matt and Emily shortly following the diagnosis of their daughter's eyesight and neurological disorders. With their own search for faith and understanding what God was doing, and more importantly, the need for a touch of God on their daughter ever be met? Find out as we rejoin the conversation on part three of the testimonies of Matt and Emily Small.
You know, first response from my wonderful family was, let's get her in for prayer immediately for healing. Let's get it in immediately. So yes. So in one sense, there was this deep, deep sadness of, right, what is my little girl going to face? But then at the same time, I felt like God could do something. I was excited to get her in to be prayed for healing, and I wanted to see what God would do. So it was definitely a mix of emotions during that time. But we got her in, I believe, the same week as all of that happened, and had some intense prayer over her and her eyes. And that in itself was such an amazing experience, what was prayed over her. But it was pretty devastating when they told us that. I remember going through a few hours worth of just total, such deep grief in realizing that my little girl was not going to see the world that I was able to see. And in addition to the eyesight, they also were recognizing that she had some pretty severe neurological issues that were starting to show up in her development. And so, of course, they sent us off to specialists. Gotcha. And what they would say to us is, she only can see light and dark. They never actually used the term blind, although that was inferred. They said she only is seeing light and dark and nothing else. And they said there is a significant eye loss. But they wanted to undergo a bunch of more appointments to figure out how bad it was, if it was a permanent blindness, if it was you know, at what level. But at that point, they said she was definitely only seeing light and dark. She still had very significant neurological delays that the doctor said, well, that's to be expected. She hasn't seen for practically 3 months. And that's a very crucial time in a child's development to be able to see. So the bleak picture that they really painted was the neurological side. A lot of concerns on would she even grow out of these issues? Were they permanent or what would be the end result? And in the end, through several different neurological doctor appointments down at Children's Hospital, they determined that they thought she would grow out of them, but they said it's going to take about 5 years. And they said everything is going to be much later for her. They said, don't expect her to walk till she's almost two. And they said, and this is with weekly therapy. They said, we hope to get her back on track by the time she's 5 years old. And I remember when we had her prayed for her eyes to be healed, the man who prayed for her, in the middle of his prayer, he stopped and he looked at my husband and I and he said, do not settle for half a healing. And he said, continue to pray for a complete healing. And we really felt that that meant that the neurological issues needed to be healed as well. We weren't going to just settle for the healing of the eyes. We wanted everything.
Was that when you came down to our church?
Yes.
And was he a really big fellow?
Yes, it was Pastor Scott.
Yes. And Scott Smith.
Yes, he's awesome.
Bless his heart at Sunrise Christian Center. You know, we just love what God is doing for your family.
Yes. And the good news is God heard our prayers, and she was seen within about 5 days.
Whoa, 5 days, that quick?
Yeah. Other people that were close to us, like family, you know, people that saw her every day or every couple days, they noticed an immediate change. Her eyes were no longer glossy. And she would start to move her arms and her hands a little bit. That was immediate, like the day of. But for me, I walked past her bed 5 days after she had prayer, and she looked up and smiled at me. And that's when I knew she saw me.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, God.
Now, folks.
It was so amazing to have her finally look and smile at me and to see me. And she was, I believe, just a day short of 11 weeks old.
Oh, my. Wow. Nobody can tell us we don't serve an amazing God who loves us.
Yeah.
Explain to people, Emily, that the doctors had kind of painted a dark picture, didn't they? Before prayer, they were kind of preparing you for a different scenario completely.
Yes. And even following the return of her eyesight.
And you have stepped up and trusting the Lord, so he's met you.
Tell people, Kirsten is walking at what age?
She started walking at 11 months, and the doctor, the neurological doctor, said, don't even expect it till she's two. And at 11 months, she was walking. At 9 months, she was crawling. She actually got tested when she was 8 months old by a team of therapists to determine how severe her delays were. And she was registering as a four-month-old, half of her age. And we got her back in for prayer. We were told, they said, you know what? One woman prayed over Kirsten, and she said, God's going to show you something within 3 to 4 days to show you that his promises are still true. And 3 days later, she started crawling out of the blue. There was no forewarning. She was not cruising on furniture. Just all of a sudden, boom, she was just a busy crawler, full on, 3 days later.
You know, I love the story on this and the fact that it's community, because you and Matt continue to pursue God for prayer.
Yes.
And in different parts of relationship within the family of God, people were laying hands on her praying for her. And Pastor Scott Smith, the lady you just mentioned, my wife.
Yes. One of my favorite parts is really the body of Christ on so many levels all came together from lots of different places, lots of different backgrounds for you and your family, and God moved.
Yes.
Very, very positive.
It was so amazing to have that encouragement from people to encourage us to keep believing and not to give up.
Hallelujah.
And now we have a healthy baby who's ahead of her age. Tell them that part.
Yes, so at 8 months, she was registering as a four-month-old. And by 13 months, she was up to speed. She is excelled in some areas more than a baby her age. She still does have one delay. It's a very mild delay. So we are still praying for that one to be gone completely. And I'm just believing it will be. But her therapists that have reevaluated her, they are amazed. They are absolutely shocked at how quickly she has escalated, and they just cannot believe it. I mean, they are just stunned. They actually had two other therapists come to her last appointment so that they could see this baby that has just excelled beyond what they ever expected.
You know, Emily,
I just rejoice.
Thank you, John.
One other thing, going back to When the doctors told us that she wasn't seeing, to when she had prayer and could see, it was just a very short matter of time. Two doctors who had seen Kirsten in between those times, several times, they had seen her about four or five times, they saw the change in her the next week, so much so where they actually called in other doctors in their clinic and their receptionists to see the amazing change in this baby. They could not believe it. And two different doctor clinics did that.
Everybody had to take in on this.
And actually one doctor who was not a Christian, she actually said, this has to be a miracle. And she actually asked me for the whole story because she's like, how is this possible? She said, I've seen this baby several times, and she was not seen at all.
Yeah.
So we took doctors saying that she was not seeing at all. We could say that the baby was blind, and they're saying that it's a miracle.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
we wanted to have everyone hear your story because there's so many layers that are remarkable of that. Really showcasing God and the fact that you and Matt persisted and pursued God in the middle of so many things where people have stopped and not pursued God. You continued to. And we just want to encourage people to pursue God in the middle of hard trouble because God is powerful and you never know what's right around the corner. And we're just so excited with you and your family. Are you guys going to try for more? Or are you done with two girls?
Well, we're a little overwhelmed with two kids so close in age, but we want more in the future.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Emily, you know, Mark has two young men in his house at the moment. He's a daddy of four, and he's got two of the boys there at home. And ask him about what it's like to be overwhelmed with teenagers. Uh-huh.
That's got to be a very busy life.
I'm absolutely convinced, Emily, that you'll trade any future aggravation for all of the pain that you've had to endure.
Yes.
So I just want to ask you two real quick concluding questions, and then I want you to pray over our audience and people who might be going through a tough time of their own. But before we get to that, I just want to ask, you very quickly, I think it's important to remember, first of all, that doctors are just practicing. They're practicing medicine and they're doing everything new with every new patient that's in front of them. And no one knows for sure. And there's probably good Christian doctors in our audience that are listening to this now. But we have to remember that they're just men and women that are doing the best they can with the information available. But we serve the greatest physician in the sky. And he wrapped you with the arms of loving people with faith who came and walked beside you in this thing. And I just have to ask, how important was it to be surrounded by people who had faith?
Oh, it was so crucial. It was so wonderful to not feel alone and to be able to open up to other Christians about what we were going through and to have other people come alongside us to pray for us, to encourage us. It was so important to have that And I'm very grateful to the many people that came alongside my family, Herb and Bethany, many friends. It was, I don't know how we could have gotten through it without them to encourage us and point us back to Christ through the whole process.
And Matt, I'd just like to ask you to just this last question, because I think you're the guy that's sitting in the background and listening to this, but you've had to live this too. And mm-hmm. I'm curious to hear from your perspective, how much has this trial and everything that you've been through as a couple, as a family, the medical trials with Kirsten and just all the miscarriages, how much has this changed Emily and also you?
I think from the perspective of how it's changed Emily, I think she's become more peaceful. I think, you know, when we have adversity, there is more just peacefulness and expecting that God is going to take us through it and sees around the next corner when we can't and sees why we're going through something. And I think it's definitely drawn us closer as a couple. You know, there's certainly ups and downs in marriage and starting a new marriage, and then, you know, throwing these kinds of things into it add to that. But I think looking back, we wouldn't trade that for, you know, for anything. I think it's definitely drawn us closer to each other and made us thankful for what we have and the time we have with our children and just cherishing that. And, sometimes it's easy to get ahead of ourselves and, you know, wonder what the next step is in life and what's around the corner. But having gone through this, you know, just learning to live day by day and cherishing those moments with our kids. I think that's mm-hmm. been a huge thing.
I think to add to that, if I could, what Matt said about it, you know, it was really hard on marriage. And if there's any listeners that are listening that have gone through this kind of thing of miscarriages or just another area of loss, it can affect your marriage very, very hard, but just stick with it. And you just got to keep plowing ahead and don't give up, because now at 5.5 years, Matt and I are in a really good place in our marriage. And it took a while to get here. There was a lot of hard things to go through, but you just got to stick with it and keep going, even if there's a lot of grief going on in your life.
Amen.
Well, that's a good word.
We are strong believers that we don't go through and suffer trials for nothing, but that God not only gives the grace to go through the challenge that we face, but he also gives us anointing to pray through those very things that the enemy means for harm and destruction. God comes and gives anointing for prayer as a pardon the pun, as a kind of almost a birthright into the spirit of the next thing to come in someone else's life. And so I believe you've been given something in this spiritually, and you have the ability to pray for breakthrough of other people who have not been able to conceive, who have conceived but have gone through what you've gone through with miscarriages, or who are still waiting for healing in a young child or a child in maybe that is advanced in years and they haven't seen the things that you're waiting for. So as we close, first, I just want to thank you both for coming on the program and sharing your story, because it's so important for the body of Christ to hear testimonies. I know, Herb, you feel really strongly about that, and they're so important to our faith. As we talk about faith, it's just huge for us to hear the things that are happening in the body of Christ and how God has come through for you and how he is being glorified. But I also want to ask you...
Mark, I want to break in for just a moment, man.
Go ahead.
And Mark, I so appreciate what you're sharing, and it's cued another thought in me as well. And it's going back to what Emily said. They stayed at it. And I think all of us would agree, and that is that often in the culture that we're living in now, it's easy to give up too soon. And we're not as familiar what it is, to go through to the other side and trusting God when things look so difficult, because we see so many giving up so quickly. And Matt, Emily, you held in through very difficult times. We want to encourage all those that are listening, don't give up. Do not give up.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So with that,
Emily, it's great if you stick with it.
Say again.
It can be really great and rewarding if you stick with it and don't give up when it's hard.
Amen. So with that, would you please wrap us up in prayer? And just in a minute or so, would you pray over the audience and anybody that's listening who is maybe going through a challenging situation where they're waiting, or they are going through a pregnancy situation where they're waiting, or they have gone through miscarriages. I just know that people would be blessed if you would pray for them as we conclude.
Sure. Well, my husband's pointing at me, so I'll do it. All right. Dear Lord, I just pray for any couple that is listening to this program tonight who is perhaps facing fertility issues, miscarriages, or just anything in their life that is requiring a great deal of faith in you. And I just pray, Lord, that you would bring to them either a person or just something in their life today, tonight, tomorrow, that would encourage them to realize that you have not forgotten them, and that you would just show them something to encourage them to keep with it and to not give up in believing what you can do in their life, that you would give them a peace to know that you are in charge of everything and that you are leading everything with a purpose, that you would just show them something tangible, Lord, something that somebody would say to them or read to them or write to them that would show and encourage them that you are there walking through this step, even if they can't see what the end result will be. And I just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be able to come to you with the burdens of our lives.
Hallelujah. Yes. That's right.
Yes.
So with that, Matt and Emily, I just want to thank you so much for being on the radio program today and joining us on Sought Out Radio. You know, Bill Johnson from Bethel Church once said that if you want the peace that surpasses all understanding, you have to give up the right to understand. You guys are the personification of those words to be true. So thank you so much for being on the program and sharing your story. We were incredibly blessed to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Emily. Friends, we trust you now understand why we wanted you to hear the Small's amazing testimony. What a dramatic way to grow in your walk with God. But to come through all the heartbreak, the despair and sadness of so many miscarriages, to only realize that your second child might be disabled for the rest of her life is more than enough burden for anyone to carry. Imagine their elation upon hearing that God had healed their youngest daughter. For any couple to go through all that they have, it was one bright moment up till that time that had been a life filled with countless challenges. Needless to say, we wish a blessing of good health over the entire Small family. Turning our attention to our calendar, coming up on April 17th, we'll have a home encounter in Stanwood, and on April 24th, we'll have a home encounter in Shoreline. Both events start at 5 p.m. Looking ahead to May, on the 15th of May, we have a home encounter scheduled right now for Snohomish. And on June the 12th, there'll be a home encounter in the Everett area. Again, all these events start promptly at 5 p.m. Of course, as usual, all of the events are captured on our website. For addresses, dates, and times of our Sought Out ministry events, just go to isoughtout.com and follow the links to events. Friends, we want to ask for your help in supporting Sought Out Radio. As you may know, Sought Out Radio is a listener-supported ministry, and we could not bring you stories like Matt and Emily Small's testimony or rich content like our usual shows carrying information about the Holy Spirit and the dynamic presence of God without your help. As summer approaches, giving tends to wane, and Sought Out Radio needs your help more than ever. So our ask to you is that if Sought Out Radio blesses you, will you prayerfully consider partnering with Sought Out Radio in a one-time or even monthly gift to the ministry to help keep it on the air? Radio airtime is expensive, and we need your help. So we do ask that you would take this matter in prayer if you enjoy Sought Out Radio, and ask God if he would have you give to the ministry. After all, we believe in always following the leading of the Holy Spirit, and that includes the area of giving. We also believe God always pays for what he orders. So our belief and faith is that there will be partners that will come forward that will help support and keep Sought Out Radio on the air. To give, just go to our website, isoughtout.com, and just follow the links to partnership and giving. And there you can donate to Sought Out Radio. Or if you prefer the old-fashioned way of giving, Sought Out Ministry will gladly accept a check in support of Sought Out Radio. Just write radio in the check's memo, and we'll make sure it gets where it needs to go. To send your donations, just write us at P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. If you wish to send us an email, our email address is radio@isoughtout.com. Well, I'm afraid we're all out of time. For Herb and Bethany Marks, and for Emily and Matt Small, thanks again for joining us. Be sure to join us again next week right here on Sought Out Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.